producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good day. Focus. What's trending in conversation around the country this morning? I'll tell you in a moment with the collaboration courtesy of Jennifer Horn, who's here, with Rich McFadden and Kara Schilliner working on all kinds of things that will help you be a smarter cookie during the course of the day today. The campaign for the presidency of the United States. Who's going to be the next president? Has Bernie Sanders' campaign been taken seriously to this point?
Yes.
No.
You don't think so?
I think a little.
I think now the media is becoming obsessed with him and the new polling. There's an avalanche going on here from what I can see.
Nationally, she's still fine. But
who? Hillary?
Hillary. But yeah, what's happening, I mean, the numbers are skewing, and what she's really worried about is in... It's not that New Hampshire and Iowa are so important, but what's important is you don't appear serious if you can't win. And so he's going to win New Hampshire because that's his territory.
Yeah.
She thought she was going to win Iowa handily, and now she's only ahead by 2 percentage points, which is the margin of error. Basically a dead heat. And what I've heard, I actually interviewed someone on my local show in L.A., is that a lot of people in her campaign, I guess she's really freaking out and not treating people so nicely, and people are jumping ship and going to work for Bernie Sanders.
Oh, really? How about that? Well, the Sanders spokesperson said yesterday, and this guy was a former reporter, his name is Mike Briggs, he said that they can't make way for all the interviews that are being requested, even though I think you're right, the conventional wisdom remains that if he does have a victory in Iowa and does emerge victoriously in New Hampshire, he still has a snowball's chance in hell against Hillary. That's what the conventional wisdom is. I'm not so sure.
I don't know. I'm not so sure of that.
I think that I've been psychologically hampered or influenced, if you will, by that poll from Western Illinois College, which I've talked about 3 or 4 times here,
since
you'll recall.
New president.
Yeah. They've had an election every year since they were founded, which was in the 1840s. They have exactly a year before to the day of the election, they conduct an election on campus. And every 4 years, they have been correct in choosing the president for 154 years or however long they've been doing it. And
I think they chose Bernie Sanders
and O'Malley this year.
Well, I think as someone who is who will vote for a Republican candidate, because I think Bernie Sanders is likable. I just don't agree with most anything he has to say. I think that Bernie Sanders is a much more dangerous candidate for Republicans than Hillary Clinton for a couple of reasons. One, Hillary is not all that likable. And number two, there's a lot that you can punch holes in her with. I mean, she's got a lot of history that's very gray, whether or not she gets indicted.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you go see 13 Hours,
email.
There's Benghazi, you've got the email server, you've got the fact that she intimidated the people that had allegations against Bill Clinton. I mean, you've got all of this stuff on the table, and it's easier to punch holes in her than Bernie Sanders, whom, even if you don't agree with them, everybody kind of likes Bernie Sanders. He's like a cute little uncle that sits at your dining room table.
I would never vote for him in my life, but I like the guy. He's honest. He's authentic. He's genuine. You know what he says. He really believes, and he's coming from the heart with it. A little crazy, but
I think Iowa will be a big deal for him.
Jennifer's on the right path, and here's why. Because the younger voters, the millennials, like both Trump and Sanders.
They believe they're telling it like it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they think the more educated, like Bernie Sanders, the people who haven't been educated as much, I guess that depends on your definition of an education, but if you're going to school, that's oftentimes, how well educated are you? Life is an education, and it brings people around to thinking those who have that education think Trump is better because of his more practical approach? Do they like the fact that he makes fun of everybody?
Yeah,
no,
and he talks to people
don't.
Like you would have a conversation
well,
with a guy
he's
at a park.
Rude. Bernie Sanders is not rude. He's very forthright, and a lot of people, especially the people who are so-called Eastern elites, whatever the hell that means, but the people who have a concentration of what's going on and don't necessarily think about the long term, and Sanders' programs and ideas are not good for the long term, I don't think anyway, but I think he's addressing a lot of the issues, as is Trump. And what a fascinating campaign it would be if the two of them were running
together.
Oh, my
gosh. Pay-per-view. Would that be so fun?
Oh,
I think it would be fun to watch them go after each other.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I think is an interesting thing about Bernie Sanders is that most people now, it's very out of vogue. It's not in vogue to be in government. So that's what counts against everybody except for Trump, right? That's why people like Trump a lot, because he hasn't been in government before.
Yeah, right.
And somehow people think that of Bernie Sanders, too. Even though he's a politician, they see him as the outsider.
Yeah,
and
he is
an
outsider.
That's part of an appeal.
All right, so let's talk about an insider for a moment.
Yes.
And what's going on with Joe Biden, since he was dispatched to his own surprise? He was not told before that night, by the way, that he was going to help solve cancer.
Oh.
It was a surprise to
surprise.
Him as to anybody else. Surprise!
No pressure,
there's something else for you to work on, Joe.
Go.
Right.
Yeah.
So is this, the news media is going after this program with interesting discernment, trying to find out whether it's legit or just a more of Obama's political malarkey. And so Joe's trying to put a good spin on it. He's focusing on new life sciences and that sort of thing. You were just talking, Richie, was it on the air or off the air? You were talking about the drug thing. Was that up? Were you talking off the air on the air?
I was off the air.
I was I never remember whether. Okay, do we have the conversation? Because it's an easy, good conversation to have on the air.
Basically, I was telling Doug that the Eagles' former manager thinks that the medicine that Glenn Frey was taking for his rheumatoid arthritis for the last 15 years is what caused his ulcer and his colitis, and then therefore the rheumatoid or the pneumonia. So he thinks that the rheumatoid arthritis medicine killed Glenn Frey, and he won't say which kind with the company because his lawyer said you can say this, but stay away from that.
Right. Yeah. So, but it's a very interesting reality that we find ourselves in here when it comes to understanding,
you know,
the impact of where all these diseases come from. Now, that's why I'm going to start a course on transcendental medication. Good, Doug. Let's try this again.
Let's do it again.
Transcendental meditation today. It's a week-long course. It'll take me through the weekend. And it's interesting because this weekend I'm taking a course in transcendental meditation. Next weekend, Meredith and I are taking a course in how to talk to animals and how to listen to animals and how to understand animals better. So it's all broadening my horizon, and I'm sure that both of them will receive a snicker from McFadden. Yeah, Jennifer
and
put money on that earlier.
I know.
She said, wait, you tell Rich, you're taking a transcendental meditation course.
And whatever. You didn't even tell me you were taking a course about Dr. Doolittle.
that's next weekend.
Oh, it just keeps getting better.
Right. 14 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a wish for you, your health, your well-being. Yesterday, one of the great things about being in California is that I can indulge in terms of my own time and what I can do with myself. So I oftentimes, Richie knows this, and Jennifer, you've seen me do this over the winter months. I take care of myself. I get all my health checkups, and I once in a while have a little work done on my my body. I'm getting my feet fixed, and yesterday I went in to have a men's facial. Somebody had given me a...
There is no such thing.
Yes, there is. Yeah, this is it. This company specializes in both men and women's, and somebody gave me a gift certificate. So I took advantage of the gift certificate and went in and had this facial. This lady's looking at my face, and they put wax. Oh, my God. Wax in my ears to get rid of the hair. You're talking about gross, but I wanted to get rid of the hair. You have not felt anything like this. Well, maybe you have. Jennifer, you've been waxed probably, right?
Yes.
I've never been waxed. Richie,
well,
you
so
ever
you
been?
Wear.
Oh, no, I don't want to know.
Oh,
Richie, did you have wax when they did the work on your chest, or did they shave your chest?
No, they shave it.
They shave
it. Yeah, when they do the surgery.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, Well, I had the wax was poured into my ears, and then they let it harden, and then they yank it out.
So they actually did that to your ears. Did it hurt? That must have hurt a little.
Oh, yes, that hurt. God. Yeah, right.
So try getting your other parts waxed.
So Richie's now off on the...
The only reason I give you credit for being any kind of a man during this conversation is the fact that you have the guts to talk about it on the radio.
Well, that's because I think there are a lot of men who are doing this, depending on your age. Guys
have
that
you
are your age,
your hearing
no, but
is any better?
My
now
hearing,
that you have that cork pulled out?
Huh? What'd you say?
You do kind of have those elf ears going, though. I'm glad you did that.
Well, so anyway, so they clean up your facial skin and all this other stuff. And the reason I bring it up is because this lady said, your eyes are so wonderful. You have no bags. You have no puffiness under your eyes. And a lot of men your age have a lot of wrinkles and puffiness.
The people he works with. Bags for days.
I didn't tell him about the people I work with. I just tell him about, she asked me, and I actually told her about Genucel. And she said, I never heard of this product before. What is it? And I said, well, it's a product that was developed out of Apple stem cell technology. And it includes a peptide that she'd heard of, Isoryl. She did know about that. They use it in apparently very expensive. She said, well, look at this over here. She showed me a bottle of something that was mostly this Ezra. I said, well, how much is that? She said, $150. I said, man, I'm glad I'm using Genucel. It is, well, so the point is, put a lot of great things into this product so that you can get rid of the bags, the puffiness, lines around your eyes. And now when you call 800-543-9262 to order Genucel, you'll get the tube of platinum dark circle treatment free as it's a new product for this company. So get Genucel to deal with the bags, the puffiness, the dark circles, 800-543-9262. And whether Richie makes fun of me or not, you can man up. Men want to look good. No
That's right, fellas.
What
cowboy up.
Age.
Get your facials.
Yeah, exactly. 800-543-9262. I would like to see you in that circumstance. That would be a lot of fun.
Let me tell you something. If I ever go get a facial,
you won't talk about it.
I'll invite you.
Okay, good.
I'll pay for you to get one with me.
All right.
I'll fly you here. 800-543-9262.
543-9262.
It's never going to happen.
Pretty much, yeah.
This is my deal.
What's your deal?
I just rocked this deal.
You guys are my favorite deal.
We're the real deal, baby.
Woo! I am the deal.
Let's finish this deal.
Who doesn't love a good deal?
Best deal ever.
So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. TaxAct, the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You've got this.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner. So you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Sharon, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hey, what's going on here? It's already 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Wow.
Goodness.
Hi, guys.
Wow.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now, most of you know that Glenn Frey has passed at the age of 67. Our poll at DougStefan.com asks of the recent deaths of these four entertainers, which one do you miss the most? I get a kick out of the David Bowie story of the day today, Jen. Astronomers have officially registered a lightning bolt-shaped group of stars in the name of David Bowie. The constellation is called Starman, as a memory for him. What will we do about Glenn Frey? Well, I think he has had more significant impact than even David Bowie on the music of the same era. Our video of the day today, audio you're listening to in the background, is from his 1984 video for the movie Beverly Hills Cop. And so with this, it was, by the way, the highest charting solo single of any of the Eagles when they were on their own. There are other songs that he was associated with. Certainly the television show Miami Vice. Solo single that opened the door for him to become an actor. He showed up on Miami Vice a number of times, and a number of the songs were used. As a matter of fact, You Belong to the City was another song for Miami Vice that went to number 2 on the chart. So between the two of them, Smuggler's Blues and You Belong to the City had two top pop hits.
You know what I just realized? What
did you just realize?
I've got 6 degrees of separation from Glenn Frey.
How's that?
Gordon Liddy.
Oh, that's right. Liddy was in a number of Miami Vice episodes as well, and he worked with you at Radio America.
That's right. So I'm 3 degrees of separation away from Glenn Frey.
Man, Richie, you're big time. Big time.
You know, it's some of the fun stuff. I watched the Eagles, the History of the Eagles rockumentary a few weeks ago, and it's a 3-hour long, but it's so worth it.
You had 3 hours you could devote to that?
Well, you know what? I took a few days off between Christmas and New Year's,
right.
And that's how I spent my nights.
Yeah.
But one of the things I didn't realize is that Glenn Frey grew up in Detroit and was good friends and was mentored by Bob Seger.
And he started with Seger.
Well, he didn't start up on Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. And Seger taught him a lot of things about how to play, how to perform.
1968.
Yeah.
Right. And Ramblin' then, Gambling Man, 1968. All right, so play a little of this. It's not a Glenn Frey song. It's a Seeger song, but this is where he got to start. Yeah.
So then he moves to California, and he puts the Eagles together, and he kind of learns. He lived downstairs from Jackson Browne.
Yeah.
And he heard Jackson Browne writing songs, and he would hear him play the song over and over and over on his piano downstairs again. And that's how he learned how to write songs, by listening to Jackson Browne.
Play a little of Take It Easy, Richie, because the two of them did that together.
Yes. Yeah, so
from 1972, I think we have that there.
Jackson Browne wrote this song,
yeah,
but couldn't finish it. So Glenn Frey comes in and says, hey, you mind if I play with that song a little bit, and actually finish it for him?
Yeah.
That's, but then, you know,
great
and
song.
Henley and Frey go out. They're playing with the Stone Ponies, and then she helps them kind of form their own band.
Yeah.
But they can't really get going. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to get this famous producer to work with them, and the guy's listening to them and says, I don't get it. Are you rock or country? I don't know what you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's about to leave, and he hears them sing Sam Bridges Road.
Moonlight and Mars.
And he hears the harmony.
Linda Ronstadt's on this one.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
I thought she was on this one.
And this song is the one that got them the producer to pay attention.
Mm-hmm. You sure she's not on this?
You guys have got something going on here.
Yeah.
And this is what you are. You are harmonies. Your harmonies are beautiful. And he took that and started running with it.
All right, so let's have a couple of other samples here. The Girl from Yesterday was a new song for the Eagles reunion album from 1994. Sounded so Eagle-ish. So it gave people comfort when they heard the new Eagles album. All right, so then from 94, you fast forward to all of the Eagles singing on this single from 2003, Hole in the World, Richie.
It's a 9/11 song.
September 11th. Fry and Henley wrote it together. They got back together.
I haven't heard the stats as to how Henley and Fry songwriting team compares to, I don't know, Lennon and McCartney.
Yeah.
I mean, the Eagles' Greatest Hits is the number one selling album of the 20th century.
Well, they wrote a lot of good stuff. Let's do Busy Being Fabulous. The two of them creating vocals, lead vocals. Song from 2008. Big hit on the AC and country charts.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. When they got back together, Glenn Frey and Don Henley were the Eagles, and when they brought in Felder and the rest of the gang, Felder and Frey did not get along. Frey called Felder and said, if you don't sign your contract today, this is when they're getting back for the Hell Freezes Over, you're out of the band, because he wanted more money. And then they toured for a while, and Felder always whined and complained that he wasn't getting enough attention and money, which is what they broke up for in the first place.
Uh-huh.
And Felder said, Frey went to Henley and said, let's get rid of him. And they basically fired him out of the band.
Good riddance.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so the story, many stories of Glenn Frey passing at the age of 67, and a focus in the trending box at DougStephan.com. You can find out more about their career and the situation as he ended his life. All there. DougStephan.com, half past the hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Some more information and conversation from the facts to the stories, opinions, ideas, clarification. A lot of conversation today among you and yours. Maybe you're not into this you and yours thing, but I'm going to put you onto something, especially if you are a parent. This would be good for Richie and Jennifer when she has her children. There's a sense of this helicopter parenting thing that has become a phenomenon in America. The parents who watch and hover over their children. The children don't have a chance to spread their wings, get dirty, get cut, get hurt, fall down. There's all this. One of the things that Megan, my daughter, and I are talking about with regard to her son Miles is how we get him to have the same kind of strong immune system that my children have and that I have from being on the farm.
Let him lick the dog, eat the mud.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Get him as dirty as you can. You know, I mean, you're not going to put him into the sewer, but let him touch things and stick those things in his mouth. The other day, you may have seen
dream life.
Well, the picture that we had posted on Facebook of me and Miles sitting at the track. You didn't see Miles' face. You saw him turning around looking at me as I was looking at him. The best part of that is his face was as dirty as could be. He had stuff, and Megan started to laugh because, you know, she doesn't usually let him get dirty like that. And I said, you got to let him get dirty. Stick stuff in his mouth. You know, he's picking up rocks and things, and he can't swallow. We put him in his mouth. His hands were dirty. And so we were laughing about that. But there really is a truth to it, and whether I've endeared myself to you or not with that philosophy, because all those of you who are always putting that stuff, that germ remover on your hands, you're crazy. Even though there's a lot of horrible stuff on dollar bills and things around us, you're killing your immune system. You've got to have that stuff in there so that you build up resistance. You know, there's a wonder. Richie and I talk about this from time to time because the children come home from school with colds and stuff, and I'm sure his children are probably in better shape than most of the kids that go to school because the parents so protect them, you can't, it's not good, it's not smart to protect them. You know, this whole movement of what? What did you start to say?
Well, there's a fine line. Like, in the schools, they have the hand sanitizer at every, because the kids kind of sit in quads, you know, desks. Mm-hmm. They push four desks together now, and they, so at each one of the little quads, they'll have hand sanitizer. Because, you know, they spread the germs.
Kids are dirty.
They spread the germs. But I agree with you, when they get home, go get dirty, go with it. But, you know, it's a petri dish in those elementary schools.
Yeah, you have to deal with other people's dirty, which is different.
And they've proven that they are able to kind of, you know, squash the fevers or the flu and cold season by having the hand sanitizer there. But I agree with you. At home, let them get dirty. Let them get the germs.
So the helicopter, this is an outgrowth of that. Yesterday, the government made public a recently signed bill called the Every Student Succeeds Act. My God, where do these people come up with this stuff? So what now you are, quote-unquote, allowed to do, you are allowed, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to your parents, the government of the United States, you are allowed to let your children walk to school, ride a bike to school, take a bus to school, without having you or your children get arrested. This is how bad this thing has become. The rights of children to go out alone. The act was sponsored by Utah Senator Mike Lee, who is a supporter of the Free Range Children Movement, provides hope for those of you who feel like I do, that children today ought to be allowed autonomy to get out and do things on their own. How many of you grew up in a sandbox? How many of you grew up in the neighborhood where you'd go out, run and play all afternoon, and your mother would call about dark, dinner's ready? I mean, that may be the old Pleasantville reality of America that's changed a lot. As a matter of fact, I had this conversation, who the heck was I talking to the other day? We were talking, I think actually Megan and I were talking about, because when we're together, oftentimes we go out to eat, have lunch, breakfast, brunch, whatever. And it becomes a great time for all of us, Brendan and her and her husband and Miles and I, to be together. But I was remembering back to when I was a kid. I don't ever remember going out to dinner. Ever. Except on Christmas and maybe one other time. You know, there was a place
called on Christmas.
Oregon Club. Well, we went away. We were never home for dinner on Christmas. We went to my aunt's house, so that wasn't really going out to a restaurant. There was a place called the Oregon Club that was in the next town over. We went there every once in a while when my mother was able to get it together. And I can remember being there a couple times with my father, but I don't remember. I mean, now today, how many times a week do you go out with your kids for dinner, Richie?
Maybe once a week we'll go do something.
Do you think you're the exception? Do you think parents of that are your age, your friends that have children your age?
We have some friends. They probably go out five nights a week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think takeout's a big deal for families.
Takeout
like,
is
I'm
a
thinking
big deal.
About my.
Well, let me tell you something. On Monday nights at 5 o'clock, we have piano and trombone lessons. Then at 8 o'clock, Sean and I do taekwondo. On Tuesday nights, Sean has honors, trombone, and then basketball practice. On Wednesday, you know, and it just goes on and on and on.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, trying to fit dinner in between that two-hour window where you get home from work, take the kids, do this, you know, Thursday and Friday nights are free nights, and that's when we tend to cook a little
bit
more.
So what do you think is more important? Do you think it's more important to provide all those extracurricular activities to your kid or sit down and have a family dinner?
Well, I mean, we always sit down and eat together. It's just a matter of whether I cook it or not. Yes. Oh, yeah. We always sit down and eat together. It's just a matter of whether we stopped and picked something up or stopped and cooked
something. I remember the last time I had dinner at your house, everybody was around the table. I
think that's
that.
Important.
Yeah,
that's something I feel like
blizzard.
I missed.
Well, no, that was the blizzard. That's right.
That was the blizzard. But I'll tell you, to answer your question, Jen, keeping the kids busy. so that they're not sitting home playing video games. And
right.
Yes, it's definitely important to keep them out there and keep them busy.
That's one thing I think I missed from my my split home is my fractured fam, is that my mom and I never sat around the table. Like, we, you know, we would eat dinner maybe together, maybe in front of the TV, maybe I'd be by myself. We never actually sat at a table, which I think is kind of a bummer. I think it's cool when families do that. But if I think about my social circle, they may not go out to eat, Doug, but they're bringing takeout in because it's easier for the kids.
Yeah.
And, like, for you, my dad would say the same thing. He's like, when we were kids, I mean, it was rare that you went out to dinner. Maybe for a birthday, maybe for something, but it was super special to go out.
All right. So the reason that I'm focused on this, and I say it sort of out of disgust, that we have to have a law that allows children
to have the law.
Well, because the local, the police are chasing around kids
here in Montgomery
who are
County,
playing or traveling Maryland. Unattended on their bikes, that kind of stuff.
No, remember the story where here in Montgomery County, just outside of D.C., the two parents had their kids walk home or walk to the park, which was four blocks away, and they got picked up by the police. And then after being the kids being taken away from them, they did it again because they said, we're not going to tell you. We're not going to let you tell us how to raise our kids.
Well, there's a blog here that I'm looking at, a story of this mother who was arrested because her 8-year-old son showed initiative. He missed the bus, so he walked to school. And the mother was charged with the cruelty to her children because she let her child, unbeknownst to her that he missed the bus, walk to school. I used to walk to school all the time. It was 2-3 miles. If I missed it, it wasn't often I missed the bus, but I'd ride my bike, and my mother never knew it. My father didn't know it. I just got on my bike and went. And so we've got this whole trend now, especially the past decade or so, where you can't have a child that's out free
and think about
doing
this.
And there's all this, there are the sexual predators in the neighborhood, and there are people, don't talk to strangers, and all this other stuff. It's creating a fear that I think is unnecessary. Are those people around? Yeah. Are there bad people around? Yeah. But there have always been bad people around.
Well, you go with the buddy system, and that's what we'll do next year when my son goes to middle school. He'll be walking to middle school, and it's 1.1 miles. And, they all do it now.
Can you ride
a
bike?
On the buddy system, 2 or 3 or 4 of them, get on
the
bike.
Can you ride a bike to school?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But right now, they go to an elementary school that's within a mile away. It's probably 0.8 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And they walk. Wonder how much that costs nationally when you add it all up for all the kids who are bused to school that live within a mile of their school.
You know, it's even more important to consider.
Do the math on that.
Go to any one of these schools in any community. I even, when they come over the bus, it appalls me. I even say this when I'm going by places, if I'm driving around at the time children are coming home from school, the number of mothers who drive to school, if their children are not able to ride the bus, that is, they live close enough to the school where the children walk, instead, the parents line up in, I mean, hundreds of cars outside the school, running. You talk about the Environmental Protection League and all the gas that's wasted. What the hell's the matter with you people? Let your kids walk home. Or better yet, you, if you have the time, instead of sitting on your fat butt driving to school, get out of the car and go to walk to the school and walk back with your children. Instead of sitting, and these people that sit at the end of their driveway in their cars waiting for the kids to get off the bus so they can drive them up the driveway to home. What is the matter
who
with
does
you?
That?
Oh, it happens.
Oh, it happens all the
what?
Time. Are you kidding?
Your
oh,
driveway?
My God.
How big's your driveway?
They got rocks in your head.
They'll drive up the street. 15 houses up the street.
All right. Well,
kids.
That's 15 houses.
Well,
yeah,
and, if it's 10 degrees like today, my wife will certainly be driving the kids up to the bus stop, and they'll be sitting in the car waiting
cold
for
cold air is good for them. Fresh cold air, great for their immune system.
Yeah, frostbite's really good for them, too.
Yeah, frostbite. Did you ever get frostbite when you went to school?
No, because my mother never let me stand out in 8-degree weather for
I want you to be a mom for a week. In fact,
I never had any protection like that. Look at me.
Let's do a promotion. Let's rent out Doug to be a mom for the week so that he can see what it's like. So if you want to enter and have Doug be your nanny for the week, then he'll have to go wherever you live and live with you and take care of the kids.
Okay.
And you can go to a spa during the day.
Thank you.
Because you want to leave him there.
His ears waxed.
Well, listen, I'm a man of my time.
You know what? It's easy to throw
age guy.
Yes, you are.
What'd you say, Jenna?
It's very easy to throw stones.
That's
you don't know what people are dealing with.
Yeah. Well, that's Richie throwing stones at me, other than that. I think it's not, I'm not throwing stones. I just think that we've become a bunch of wusses and wimps.
I think
and
that part you're of it wussified.
Is, yes, definitely.
I'm not wussified because I got my ears wet.
I had to tell my wife, stop going to the bus stop to pick up the kids.
Yes,
Let them walk home by themselves.
Yep.
But, you know, when it's 12 degrees outside, okay, go ahead. But when it's 25 degrees, 30 degrees, 40 degrees.
You're the boss of your, you tell your wife what to do?
No, but she's, my wife is just, you know, she will go pick them up. And I'm like, you gotta let them drive and walk home by themselves.
Yeah.
Let them do it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Rich, for that. Those words of wisdom. Jennifer?
Tough guy.
I live in Los Angeles. I wouldn't let my kids walk home.
Ah. Not in that neighborhood.
No,
they
don't
even let them, they shouldn't even drive home. They've got a bulletproof car. It's 45 past the hour on good day.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More than 65 million people provide care for a family member or friends in need. The average caregiver gives 20 hours per week, with 13% spending 40 hours or more. One quarter of caregivers say their own health is fair or poor. If you're a caregiver, your independently owned Health Mart pharmacist salutes you and wants you to know they are there to help. From medication management to expert advice to just a friendly person to talk with, Health Mart cares about caregivers. Find your local Health Mart at healthmart.com.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Retired military and police dogs have no guaranteed pension for their medical care. The burden and cost of care fall solely on their caregivers. Recognizing this critical need, Zoetis has created the Remedil Canine Courage Program. The Canine Courage Program provides veterinary medical support for retired military and police dogs. Through it, Zoetis will help with annual health care costs to make sure these courageous dogs continue to live happy and healthy lives. Each recipient receives $300 on a debit card annually that can be used for any services offered at their veterinary clinic. Jody Riley, National Police Dog Foundation.
This groundbreaking program will allow retired police canines to receive the veterinary care they so richly deserve.
If you are the owner of a retired military or police dog, or you would like to make a donation to help support the Canine Courage Program, please visit RemedilCanineCourage.com.
It's fun to splurge on nice things, but it's better to get those same nice things at a great value. Like a Honda certified pre-owned vehicle, the best certified pre-owned value in America, and backed by a limited warranty. Let Honda certified pre-owned take you farther. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory. Honda, start something special.
Based on 2015 VinCentric Best CPO Value in America Awards analysis, applicable to 2011 to 2015 Honda model years. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I with the update on shutting down the Golden Gate Bridge yesterday in honor of Martin Luther King.
Oh.
The bridge was shut down, and I'm sure they made lots of friends with that move.
It was the Black Lives Matter group that actually tried to shut down the Golden Gate Bridge. And it was very funny because I was chatting with my mom and she goes, ugh. She's like, if these people want to gain fans, why are they shutting down the bridge and causing trouble? You hate the people
Ding, not a lot of common sense involved in that. As long as we're in California, those of you may remember the discussion last week of the situation in Porter Ranch area outside of L.A. County. Well, I think it's in the county, but it's not in the city limits.
It's L.A. City.
Is it L.A. City out there?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So all the complaints of nausea, headaches, nosebleeds, other symptoms of that gas leak, which is supposed to go on until February. Can you imagine?
There are people at Porter Ranch, and just to put it, if you want to know where it is, kind of with the geography lesson, Northridge, which is, there's a university there, Cal State Northridge, right off the 118 freeway. That's where Porter Ranch is. And it's a planned community. These people have been getting sick for months. I'm telling you, this has been going on. I think that we're going into month number two.
Yep.
I actually have a friend of mine who had to move out of her apartment because her kids were getting sick. She was sick. Her husband was sick. They had to find another place to live because
wow.
it was just too intense.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually smelled it myself. I was driving home right around Christmas. And on the freeway, you could smell the gas.
That's another one of these things like Flint, where the government doesn't know what the hell they're doing.
They know what it is. They're just not stopping it. And there are political reasons why they're not. I mean, it has to do with the environment. There's just a lot of different issues going into why they
meanwhile,
can't.
Meanwhile, everybody's getting sick. We're worried about the damned environment.
Is it a natural gas leak? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it sort of came through the cracks, if you will. Literally.
Yeah.
It did.
And they tried to stop it the other day, and then somebody came out and said, oh, no, if we do it this way, it will blow everything up. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. No leadership whatsoever. None. Zero. And that's the problem with so many of the problems in our country. We don't have any leadership to figure stuff. No common sense to figure stuff out, in fact. 51 after the hour, here we are, the seat of reason in America, the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
I'm gonna lose my job.
Violet, now just calm down.
I'm no fool. I killed the boss. You think they're not gonna fire me for a thing like that? Working
on great stuff.
And I'm gonna get that gun of mine. And I'm gonna change you from a rooster to a hen with one shot.
Great stuff.
Sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
So I have a few flaws. Who doesn't? Is that any reason to kill me?
Gabby Coleman was great in that role. Dolly Parton, Lily Tomlin, and what do you call it?
Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda was in it. It was good
that,
stuff.
That movie was an enormous hit.
But Dolly Parton's 70 years old today.
She's so awesome, though.
That movie that she had out last month where it was the portrayal of her...
The Code of Many Colors.
The Code of Many Colors when she was 8 years old and her little baby brother died at birth.
Yeah.
What a fabulous movie it was. Mm-hmm. Really, really good.
It was a television movie.
It was a television movie.
Yeah,
you would love it.
Yeah, all right. I'll look for it. All right, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. We didn't have his services yesterday, so we're going to delve back into Actually, the Oscar controversy is something we ought to talk about. 13 hours he hasn't seen yet, but he's seen a couple of movies that he likes that he wants to talk to you about. So that's coming up in movie news here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. First item of interest, the passing of Glenn Frey, movie music, Beverly Hills Cop. Isn't it interesting, Chuck, how sometimes the music sets the tone for the movie in many ways?
That was a really good tone.
Oh, yeah, said it very, very well. Okay, so we have this Oscar boycott yak. Here's Leonard Maltin talking about the way the Academy votes.
You know, they have this weighted voting system now, which is not easy to understand, but it has to do with the fact that voters vote in preference order. So if you didn't fill out Straight Outta Compton as your number one choice, it doesn't get counted until they counted all the other number one choices. And that means it could have been everybody's number two or number three choice and not make the final cut.
Wow. It's kind of weird. So what do you make...
Compton, yo.
Yeah, what do you make of all of this hoopla about... I'm looking at some of the comments that we have. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Here's Todd, who's boycotting the Oscars because this was a lousy year for good films. I don't know that I agree with that, but all of this business... You said, Chuck, there's pressure.
I think 2015 was a terrific year.
Good year.
Listen, if there's a beef on one issue, I can agree with it, and that's 75% of all acting roles go to white actresses and actresses. That's one issue. The other issue, which is should a black actor be nominated or an actress because they're black? I mean, I think that's a ridiculous argument.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with whatsoever. So saying that one of the five actors who are nominated for Best Actor who are white should be replaced by, say, Will Smith because he's black, I can't possibly believe that Jada Pinkett or Spike Lee agree with that. I can't believe that that's what they agree with. But the other argument that more black actors and actresses should get roles, I mean, that's fair game. I have no issue with that whatsoever.
But what about now the pressures being brought to bear on Chris Rock to drop out because he's black and the black people feel like they've been snubbed?
I hope that doesn't happen. I think that would be a mistake on Chris Rock's part because I don't think that's where the argument should lie. But obviously some people have an issue with this year's nominees and that they're all white. I mean, that's a fact. But that doesn't mean that they're not deserving. See, who are you going to replace? See, that's a subjective argument. So we could talk a long time about that issue.
Well, but you make the right argument because it is up to, it would seem to me, you choose the people who are best no matter what their skin color.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say we need to nominate this actor because of their skin color. Right. And that's, who wants that? I don't think anybody wants that.
Not anybody's got any common sense. All right, Chuck, you're a good man. Thank you. Chuck Curry here every day at this time, overviewing movies. Thank you, Chuck Curry.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID, I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.